receivers right. One receiver left. Foles in the shotgun. Cardinals faking the blitz. Back goes Foles. He looks. He fires. Leaping reception. Up to the 40-yard line goes Ertz. Ertz.
As he does every week, head coach Chip Kelly joins us to break down a couple of the plays from last week. Obviously, Zach Ertz had a big game last week, coach, and kind of a breakout game for him, but you really got some matchups that you were looking for with him. So here's one where he's got out a wide receiver, and the Cardinals are trying to get the best matchup they think on Zach Ertz. So they get Darrell Washington, their inside linebacker, out here. And why don't you just kind of take it from there and kind of walk us through the whole idea behind the play here.
Well, they're going to blitz off the edge here. They're trying to get edge pressure. They were always trying to get some version of five-man pressure against us, which a lot of times keeps the running back in. And then now you have to match up and play man-to-man. And so we've got our three receivers all on the same tight and our tight end flexed. So they brought all their cover guys over here. So now you have to take the linebacker out of the box and isolate him one-on-one. He's got safety help, but you've taken the linebacker out of his comfort zone. He's usually covering backs and tight ends in the box. Now you have him out here trying to play corner. Nick does a great job of recognizing a pre-snap. If it was a zone look, we'd probably stay up top.
Okay.
If it's a man look with a favorable matchup, now we're going to come down here to Zach, and it's a great timing throw and a hell of a catch.
Well, okay, so really this is pre-snap read here by Nick. Nick's surveying the whole field. He sees Darrell Washington coming out here. He sees the safety coming up, and that's going to be Shady will stay in. So you get that in. So now you get the matchup, and now the play begins. And so they do get the five-man pressure right here. It's well protected. This throw is about as good as it gets, Coach, really.
Yeah, and you know Nick knows exactly what's going on because he'll actually try to look the safety out because he doesn't want him to double. So on the snap and an initial drop, he's going to take his first step and confirm the coverage and understand what he is, try to look the defense off this way, and then know he's coming back.
So he'll look him off, even though the safety is really on that side of the hash, that far away from the play over here.
Yep.
Like, he'll still try to hold him from there.
He has to, just because these guys are so good in this league that if Nick, on the snap, stared right here, this kid's bombing. And then when he knows we're running a post route, then that guy would end up being right at the junction point we threw the football.
He gets inside leverage right here, and really the coverage isn't bad.
No.
But the throw and the catch are going to beat whatever coverage Darrell Washington put on him.
Exactly. I think it's just a matter of Nick getting more comfortable with Zach, Zach getting more comfortable in terms of what we're doing. We're moving him around a lot, but that's the one thing we knew when we drafted him is he has that versatility. He did the same thing when he was at Stanford. He's played outside and been a flex receiver before, so it's not new to him. It's just a matter of getting comfortable with our terminology, and then these two guys just getting on the same page.
All right, so they bring the edge pressure they talked about, a little safety blitz. Shady sees it right away. And then up front, they were really solid most of the day here.
Yep.
Kelsey recognizes that Dansby's in the middle of the field, so that's their responsibility here when he comes. And that's really passed off really nice up front.
Great pass off right there with those.
That's a three-man pass off right there. That doesn't always get clean like that, but Kelsey recognizes it. And as soon as he sees Dansby go, he's bumping his thing. They bump it all the way out.
We do a great job providing a pocket for Nick where he can set his feet and throw the football. So it's clean for him. No one's in his face. He gets to the top of his drop, sticks his foot in the ground, throws a great ball, and it's a heck of a catch. And it was really very well defended.
So the next play here, Coach, is down the goal line, and everybody's trying to figure out sometimes this is the toughest yard in the game to get, but you called this play with the idea that you're anticipating man coverage. Not everybody plays man right here, but you get strong man coverage. The route combination here of bringing Riley Cooper over, Gerard Powers is going to travel with him, and then running basically a double rub right here to get Celek open is really tough to defend.
It is. You know, Brent does a real good job of uncovering himself. Most team either does extremes. They either drop everybody into coverage and only rush a few, or they bring more than you can protect, and they all-out blitz you and then play zero man behind it. And that's what this team kind of did. Well, you knew when you got inside the five that they were going to bring anybody. They're trying to get an extra guy through the gap up front, and then Riley's running for the front pylon over here. Jason's running for the back pylon over here. And then Brent has an underneath shallow crossing route there. And
well, Matthew has got Celek here, so he's man-to-man right there. And there's just, you got the umpire you got to deal with. You've got Cooper and Avant coming across the formation. Just a lot of noise in the middle right there. I don't know how you coach that, Chip, but right here, Riley, obviously you can't contact him, but you can certainly slow him down as you make your way across the field.
Yeah, we have a traffic pattern, but I think what Riley does a great job of, if Riley were to run into Matthew, then that's a pick, and it's an offensive pass interference. But Riley does a great job of avoiding him. You know, we're just trying to cloud the picture for him as he comes across, and then no one contacts him, and he can get through clean, but he doesn't know where to get through. It's just a play we've had in all the time. It's a good man beater, and you got to have some skill guys that can run it and just understand the traffic pattern as we go across.
We're going to get Celek across, and you're going to see that just the difficulty that Matthew has of trying to get through all of this right now, trying to stay with him. I think Nick just does a nice job of just sliding enough just to really keep everything clean, really good look at Celek coming open on that.
Exactly.
Trent Cole, again, has another great day here, Coach, and I think he played 57 of the 70 snaps, so the effort is there. He's going to get this sack, but it's really a chain reaction. I mean, the coverage behind him really made Carson Palmer hold this football. So the coverage is tight. It makes Carson Palmer pull the ball down. I think he's really looking for Floyd here. And really, D'Amico does a great job of just robbing the middle right here and taking that throw away.
Yeah, we're in a two-man look, but because the back is staying in protection off of Michael Kendricks, then D'Amico becomes a free player. We end up getting a single high. So now, really, we're man-free with a high-hole player and a low-hole player.
Okay.
Now, all of our guys are playing outside leverage because they know they have inside help. So they're on their upfield shoulder. When these routes break in, they know there's a guy inside to help them. And D'Amico does a great job of reading the quarterback's eyes and really clouding the window for him. And that's what makes him pull the ball down.
So just the fact that he's got a hitch right here, that gives Trent just another step right there to be able to get to him. And I think also what you just mentioned, Kendricks right here has got the back. Once he sees the back stays in, I think you know, his ability to really kind of slow play this thing and close the front door for Carson where he can't take that extra step here.
It does, and it also starts with Fletch if you watch him, because as he goes up and under, he doesn't let Carson set his feet, so he can't step up in the pocket because it's a cloudy picture for him. So right when he's just about to throw, he really can't. He feels that pressure right there. There's nothing he can think about. And because of this pressure and because D'Amico made him pull the ball down, he's going to try to keep this play alive, shuffle to the right. But now here comes Trent across the edge, and just a great effort out of a lot of guys on that play.